on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Joining me in the studio this morning, two musicians who specialize in old-time music. Anna Roberts-Givault and Elizabeth Laprelle will be performing ballads and old-time tunes at the Creative Alliance in Baltimore's Highland Town tomorrow night. They also make things called crankies, which are scrolling panoramas that they show while they perform. And on Sunday, they'll be teaching at a workshop at the Creative Alliance where families can learn how to make their own crankies. Good morning to you both. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So in a minute, I'm going to ask you to tell us what a cranky is. But yeah. Anna, when you hear the term old-time music, what does that mean?
Well, it means a lot of things. But to us, I think it means the music that is still played and was played by people in rural Appalachia. And so sometimes that means gospel music. Sometimes it means ballads that are 400 years old. Sometimes it means fiddle tunes for square dances. And there are many different sub-styles of old-time music. But I think for us, the music we play is mountain music. And it's music from people that we've learned directly from older folks in the mountains, fiddle players and ballad singers. And also from recordings.
Yeah, nice. Well, as a friend of mine used to say, talking about music is like dancing about architecture.
Exactly.
So let's quit talking. And you guys, Anna, you've brought your guitar. And yeah. Elizabeth, you've got your banjo. Mm-hmm. You've been nice enough to do that. So why don't you play us a tune? What do you want to play?
This is Going Across the Mountain, and it's a song about a relative going off to the Civil War.
All right, great.
Going across the mountain, oh, very well. Going across the mountain, hear my banjo tell. I got my rations on my back, my powder, it is dry. I'm going across the mountain, Chrissy, don't you cry. I'm going across the mountain to join the boys in blue. When the war is over, I'll come back to you. I'm going across the mountain if I have to crawl. I'll give old Jeff's men a little of my rifle ball. Oh, way before it's good daylight, if nothing happens to me, oh, I'll be way down yonder in old Tennessee. Expect to miss me when I'm gone, but I'm going through. When the war is over, I'll come back to you. Going across the mountain, oh, very well. Going across the mountain, oh, very well. Going across the mountain, oh, very well. Gone across the mountain, oh, very well.
That's really lovely. Thank you so much. Anna Roberts-Givault on guitar, Elizabeth Laprelle on banjo, both on vocals. That's Going Across the Mountain. Example of the old-time music that you mm-hmm. guys will be playing tomorrow night at the Creative Alliance. So, Elizabeth, you also involve these things called crankies in your show. So what's a cranky?
Yeah, I first found out about crankies from Anna, and they're a long scroll, either on paper or fabric, which you wind around two sticks, and then you put in a box, and you crank it so that you only see one part of the scroll at a time, and it's got pictures on it, so you crank it while you're singing or telling a story, and the pictures go along with the words.
Yeah, so like early TV, early
right.
Yeah.
Lo-fi music video.
Cool. Exactly. So you'll be doing that tomorrow night at Creative Lines?
Yeah. It's a whole festival of Cranky. So yeah. There's
we got a number of other Baltimore artists to make a Cranky for the occasion. I think seeing a Cranky, part of what I think we both love about it is the ability to tell any story with it. So we're inspired to think of, wow, if we gave this challenge to these other artists that we love in Baltimore, what story would they pick? And we haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not
sure. But do you
sure.
have tunes that fit to the stories that they are telling?
No, they're involving other musicians from Baltimore as well as other storytellers. So it's going to be a whole variety show night.
And everything about it, except our part, is going to be a surprise
for us. Yes.
For us.
And for the audience.
Yeah. Nice. That's good. Well, let me ask you to do another tune. You also do a lot of a cappella music together.
Yes, indeed.
Some fiddle music and stuff. So here's an a cappella tune you want to do called Long Time Traveling. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, we're really lucky to know a few wonderful folks whose families played music. So one of those people is Rich Kirby, who's also a radio man down in Whitesburg, Kentucky. And his granny was an amazing ballad singer named Addie Graham. And this is just a little song that she sang.
Great. All right. So Long Time Traveling, Anna Roberts-Givault and Elizabeth Laprelle here in our studios on Maryland Morning.
Been a long time traveling, here below. Been a long time traveling away from my home. Been a long time traveling here below. To lay this body down. Been a long time traveling here below. Been a long time traveling away from my home. Been a long time traveling here below. To lay this body down. Been a long time traveling here below. Been a long time traveling away from my home. Been a long time traveling here below. To lay this body down.
That's really beautiful. Thank you so much. Long time traveling here in our studios, Anna Roberts-Givault and Elizabeth Laprelle. They'll be playing some old time music and singing some old time music tomorrow night at the Creative Lines. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall on 88.1. So, how do you learn the techniques? How do you learn the songs? Where do you find this stuff? Mm. You know, how do you get this show on the road?
Well, it's a great question.
I think for us, it's definitely a mix of recordings and then friends.
Because it's certainly an oral tradition, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
do you,
if you hang out in the right places, in the right spots, and, you know,
right.
throughout the Appalachian Trail, you can probably hear a lot of folks still singing this music.
Yeah.
Some. Yeah. Elizabeth grew up in rural Retreat, Virginia, and I think was, I'm just going to tell your story, Elizabeth.
Do it.
But kind of like, it's an area where there's a lot of music, so like the barber in her town has instruments on his walls and kind of has helped a bunch of people of this age kind of connect to the music, and there are fiddlers' conventions all throughout the summer, and so you can kind of, you start to meet the people that you want to learn from. So you hear someone sing at a festival and you kind of follow them around a lot, and and then if you become friends with them, they say, come to my house, and then they'll sometimes they give you advice, but usually you just hang out and play or like watch TV shows with them or eat food or help them in their garden, or it's kind of a whole experience. Like, you learn some music, but you also learn about the whole picture.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, it's a growing community of folks doing this kind of music, the old-time music?
Well,
or a shrinking community?
I
don't
think
know.
I think it ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. Like the time when this music was like the pop music of the day is long gone because that went away when the radio came. So curse you guys. No.
You're not the first.
But because
this was an entertainment in the days before sort of, you know, media, before broadcast media. Mm-hmm. But it's also the stories themselves get told. I mean, the Civil War, these were stories that were told through these songs. People learned about what was going on. They learned about, you know, certainly the hearts of people who were involved in these things.
Yeah, well, and the people I think who play it now are people who, for one reason or another, are interested in the old way of doing things, and that can take a lot of shapes. You know, some people who like this music really love old tools, and to them the music is like an artifact, and they just like the way things used to be done, and the music is part of that. Some people like it because it's, you know, they feel like it's just fun they can have with their family, you know, just sit around and play with their uncles and their cousins and their
which Elizabeth does
kids. Some people come to it just because really musically it speaks to them, and strikes a chord. So yeah.
So Elizabeth, you're still living in Southwest Virginia, right? And Anna, you're here in Baltimore,
yeah,
right? Is there much of an old time music community right here in the city?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of places to hear various forms of folk music. I kind of moved to Baltimore out of an interest of really, I guess, more tying into, I guess, music that is new. I spent a bunch of time living in the country and was learning about music that was kind of an older form of music. And I think Baltimore is a really exciting place to live musically because there is a lot of interest in cross-collaboration across, you know, like hanging out with friends who do the Baltimore Boom Bap Society who are saying, hey, we're curious about kind of what old-time music can bring to this scene, or I guess I was interested in what old-time music had to do with the present.
Mm-hmm. Do either of you play other genres as well? I mean, or do you concentrate all of your musical activity in the old-time genre?
I don't anymore. Now that I'm living in Baltimore,
what brought you to it? I mean, you talked about what brings audiences to it, and that wonderful scene that every we can all conjure in our heads of a family sitting around after dinner, you know, singing tunes just for hours and hours and hours. And having done that myself with friends and parties, you know, over the years, it's a great, comforting, wonderful thing to do. But is that the kind of that scene, Elizabeth? Is that what drew you to it?
Yeah. Well, I did grow up in a musical family, and my family was interested in old music, folk music, music of all kinds, but they really liked music they could make themselves sitting around. So I came up with that growing up, and then in my teens, I really started, like, artistically, it started to speak to me in a huge way.
Mm-hmm.
And it became something I really wanted to follow.
And it's interesting when you share this, like tomorrow night, you share this in a concert format. Mm-hmm. A lot of this music doesn't have really a concert profile. It has, it's a much more intimate, like in the room kind of profile.
Totally.
So it gets a little complicated when you have to translate it on a stage.
Well, we think Cranky's helps that's why, with that.
Yeah. I think when we first met and were talking, we were talking about ways to explore, like to get an audience to get into the stories as much as we both are into the story part. And I think some bands do this by creating these really lush, like, you know, arrangements of a song or a ballad to
lots help, of instrumentation,
to help show the arc. And for us, we want to just keep the singing simple and then to get the audience into the story by giving them something to look at or to say, right, that's the Turkish lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's this character.
Bring you into the world, the imaginative world that the songs are creating.
All right, so let me ask you to play one more tune as you go out. Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Laprelle, they'll be performing some old-time music and showing some old-time crankies tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore. And on Sunday afternoon, they'll offer a workshop for kids and families on how to make crankies. Their new album is called Anna and Elizabeth. It'll be available March 17th. We've got a link to more information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. So what do you want to play for us as we go out?
This is a tune called Little Black Train.
Little Black Train. All right, it's great to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Set me right. There's a little black dream.